Hi, I'm Haley, author of the book blog Brook and Binding.
And I'm Maddie, upcoming debut author of Take My Sunshine coming winter 2024. And this is
Lit Sis.
Hey, Mad.
Yeah, Haley.
Don't you have an Instagram?
I do have an Instagram. You can see all that I'm reading at Maddie Reads a Lot.
M-A-D-D-Y,
that
right?
That's right, M-A-D-D-Y.
And then don't you have another one?
I do. I do have a new Instagram that you can follow me for all of my author things at @EmmyGlenz_author.
@EmmyGlenz_author. I love it. I also have an Instagram.
Ooh, yes. Would you like to share?
It's Brook and Binding.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to see anything about Lit Sis itself, you can find information about Lit Sis at Lit Sis Podcast on Instagram as well.
Go check them out.
Know the code? Happy Friday, Lit Sisners.
Happy Friday. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You know, I am tired.
Oh, no. Why are you tired?
You know, when you just go to bed late and wake up early, that's probably why.
Hey, you know what? Who has told you to go to bed earlier?
I'm not sure.
Could it be your loving sister?
I'm not sure.
Could it be that your loving sister tells you that you don't? I understand you have children that wake you up, but you also don't have to force yourself to wake up early when you don't have to. Who has said that as well?
Force myself to wake up early when I don't have to. I'm not waking up early. I'm going to bed late. That's my issue, honestly. Well,
but there are some times where you wake yourself up at 5 a.m. to study for an exam, and that's no good.
I haven't done that for a long time.
Me.
Anyway, I'm sorry that you're tired. I also didn't sleep that well.
Oh, man, why?
Well, I did get 8 hours of sleep.
Huh? Oh, gosh, just be quiet. Be quiet. You can't say anything if you got freaking 8 hours of sleep. I didn't sleep well, but I got what's average for an adult to sleep.
Okay, here's the thing.
It wasn't quality sleep, though. Sorry, there were some cars driving by. Uh-huh. I didn't get quality sleep because yesterday, my husband and I got our COVID boosters because we were traveling internationally in a couple days, and we really wanted to be, like, extra protected because I was like, I don't want to be sick on an international trip.
Is that still, like, required to go to the countries that you're going at all? I haven't even looked
not,
at any
it's
of
not
the
required.
International.
It's not required, but it's like for myself and my little family, we're treating it just like we would like our annual flu shot. So it's just going to be like a yearly thing for us just for protection purposes. But I got a new brand this time. Like my husband has gotten Moderna every single time and I got Pfizer every single time. However, the pharmacy we were able to go to yesterday only had Moderna. And I've heard it's good to like mix and match. You get a better protection, whatever. However, I've also heard that mixing and matching can cause a bit of a stronger immune response, like that yucky feeling you feel after you get a shot. And so like 12 hours later, after we'd gotten our shots, we were both feeling super tired. And so the quality of sleep I got last night was not great because I was like in and out of sleep. I was like having like chills, like a low-grade fever chills. And then I was also like sweating a ton. And like I had a really bad like headache while I was sleeping and my back hurt.
It definitely doesn't sound restful.
And then I woke up and I took Tylenol because I couldn't handle it anymore. And then I went on a 7-mile run.
Wow. In the middle of the night?
No. Sorry. No, when I woke up.
I'm just kidding.
When I woke up.
I'm kidding. Good job.
Yes.
Good running. That's
it
awesome.
It was a terrible run and went by very badly.
But
I'm just
that's
really
seven
tired.
More miles so I than I did.
Hey, that's fair. But I really do feel you on the tiredness aspect.
Yeah.
I'm tired in my own unique ways as well.
Yep. Yeah, but overall, you know, it's okay to be tired once in a while, but for the most part, it's not like we are, you know, in ill health or anything. Like, I mean, well, it sounds like you're recovering, whatever, but for the most part, we're doing really well. We are in good spirits this lovely Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think it's a good chance for us, obviously, to do a book review.
Yes.
Which obviously is what the title is. But last week we talked about your book coming out, which was super exciting. Mm-hmm. And now this week we're talking about Happy Place by Emily Henry. And and that's her fourth book, I believe, that's come out.
Technically it's her fifth. But her first book was, like, not a romance book.
What was her first book?
I haven't read it. I've seen it before. Like, I've seen the cover.
I thought Beach Read was her first book. That's so crazy. So that's not even her first.
No, her very first book was called The Love That Split the World.
Oh, that sounds intense.
It was published in 2016. Huh? Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's the same. I mean, there is some romance in it, but I just don't think it's as
common. That's so interesting. That makes me want to, like, kind of even do, like, I don't want a side tangent because I know we need to, like, stay focused on what we're talking about. But it makes me curious as to, like, when authors do have debuts that maybe, like, didn't, like, blow up as much or whatever, but then they have, you know, the opportunity to have a second book come out, but then that gets, you know, a lot of attention, or, like, a third book gets a lot. Like, what is it about, like, what is it that kickstarts someone's career like that? That now everyone, you know, who is in the romance knows Emily Henry's writing and her books and stuff like that. So, like, what is it that happens in someone's career?
I have no idea. I think it was for her, it was Beach Read, because now that I'm looking at it, she has two other books
as well.
One called When the Sky Fell on Splendor, which almost looks like a sci-fi book. And then A Million Junes.
I've heard of A Million Junes.
Yeah, same. That was her.
What? I was not intrigued by that book.
So this is not so her fourth book. This is her seventh book.
What? Okay, so that's what I'm saying. We can talk about this a different day. But I really want to know, like, I think this would be a really interesting conversation to have of, like, what is it that kickstarts someone's career like that in such a way that it's like they have finally found their niche and they go hard after it. And it's like the book cover style, even the vibe of the stories, like, how does that happen? Like, and that's with so many authors that we know and love. So I would love to another day, like, be able to kind of go off and explore that. Like, is it marketing? Is it just, like, right time, right place? Is it like, these are stories that they, like, have had more time to process, so it goes over better. Like, I don't know. So I would be really intrigued to, like, have that conversation.
Yeah, same. It'd
be interesting.
All right. So Haley, I read Happy Place earlier in this year, like June or something, May or June. So you just finally read it, and so we're here to finally talk about it together. Your
and as I will and say our- this, I will say it's not that I didn't want to read it, because usually, like, we do like to read books at the same time within the same week or two so we can be fresh together. I just had all these other books as well that I wanted to read, and I knew that you were really desperate to read Happy Place, so I was like, just go ahead and read it and I'll get around to it when I can. Like, I didn't want to hold you back from reading what you really wanted to read. So when I finally felt able to, like, what
do you know where Emily Henry lives?
Does she live in Michigan?
No.
Does she live in Kentucky?
She lives in Cincinnati.
Hey!
Are you kidding?
You were just in Cincinnati.
I just left 6 months of working in Cincinnati, and I'm just finding this out now.
What if she had had like a meet and greet or a book reading and you could have gone, but you didn't know, so you missed it?
I'm literally so mad that I didn't know that. That is so crazy.
That's crazy.
That's crazy to me.
Well, the only reason I was guessing Michigan's because I think Beetreed is in two of her books, I think, are based in Michigan, right? Or at least one.
Beetreed is, and she went to college in Michigan. That's part of it. Okay. And her next new book, which is Funny Story.
Oh, yes.
But no, literally she lives in Cincinnati, and I literally was just living in Cincinnati, and I'm kind of pissed that I didn't know about this.
Well, now you know. If you ever go back down there, I know. You guys really liked it, but if you ever go back down there, then you can keep an eye out. Maybe you've been to that same farmer's market.
Maybe we have.
Maybe. There's so many things. Who knows? Gosh. Maybe your paths crossed and you had no clue.
That would have been so great. Anyway, so sorry. Going back to Happy Place. It's not that you didn't want to read it, but you just
I
didn't
want to. I just wasn't. I wasn't. I have so many other books to read.
Yeah.
Like I had other things that were on my list and I knew you really wanted to read it. So I didn't want to hold you back. So I was like, just, you know, you just read it. So now that I've actually gotten around to reading it, it didn't take me very long to get through. I felt like it was right time, right place for me.
Oh,
it was
good.
A great light read. It had a lot of positives to it. I think there's a lot of good character reflection in there. I think there's a lot of like beautiful like friendships that are tried and tested and processed, and there's just a lot of like a lot of just how do friendships look as they mature, and how do relationships grow, and you know, in different stages and seasons of our lives. So like there are obviously some friends that it seems to be like a seasonal thing where it's like they were a right time, right place type of person for you, and your paths crossed at this very specific moment, but then you like diverged and went elsewhere. But that doesn't mean that wasn't special.
Yeah.
Whereas like, I feel like Happy Place is talking about you have these friends that you've built and that feel like these lifelong friends, but it's not like you're doing everything together all the time and you're like living together anymore. Like you all have your separate lives, but you also want to stay connected. And then it's like, you know, you start to feel yourselves drift apart, but it's not on purpose. And so these friends every year try to get together and have like a week to connect and just kind of do some of the things that they used to do when they were younger. So it's just their happy place when they're all together in Maine at this, like one of the people's, like one of the characters' family home.
And I think that like, as someone who is like, you and I are both in this stage, but I'm a little bit more fresh in this stage of like, as someone who just, you know, in the last couple of years, graduated college where I was like constantly with all of my friends, to being this point where it's like, hey, I may see them once a year, once every couple of months, or, you know, maybe we just text or talk or whatever, you know, getting to see their friend group get together every year and make that a priority was super cute. And it makes me think about like the jokes online about like a friend vacation that finally left the group chat, but they have, you know, done this year after year. And then obviously the twist of this book, or not the twist, but the crazy part of the book is that the main character Harriet and her, what do they call her? They don't call her Harriet.
Harry.
And her fiance ended up breaking up, but he's also a part of the group.
Yeah.
And so they kind of agreed, but they didn't tell their friends, and they kind of agreed that like Harriet could go to like go to Maine, and he would stay back with like some sort of an excuse because they're not together anymore. But they don't want to tell people that. And then when she shows up, he is there. So it's like he violated the thing that they decided that she would go and he would not. And now they have to pretend for the sake of their friends, due to like their friends announcing something very exciting, that now they have to pretend for the sake of their friends that they are together again.
Yeah, it's just really interesting. I love that it was like also dual timeline. So you got to see them when they were younger. You got to mm-hmm. see them friends when they were first meeting each other and developing these, you know, detailed and these depths of friendships, like how it kind of came to be and like the stages of what led them up to where they are currently at. And so you also got to see the relationship bloom of this couple and kind of how it came to be. And it was really hard because you're like, okay, what happened
mm-hmm. to your relationship? I kept wondering that. What happened?
Like, why are you guys not together? It doesn't make any sense. I will say, I think I put this in my review. I think I personally didn't feel like their logic for not being together made any sense at all. Yeah. I thought it felt a little bit drama. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is so ridiculous. I feel like this is unnecessary as to why you're saying that we can't be together and stuff like that. And it took forever for us to actually know what happened. Like, you're multiple pages in. I think it was like you had maybe less than 100 pages left of the book, and then you finally found out what had happened, or like mm-hmm. less than 50 pages. Like, it was like towards the almost the very end of the book, and then you finally find out. And I'm like, this was built up for nothing. Like, there really wasn't much. Not that I don't think that's a spoiler. I didn't feel like there was much of like a moment of like, I can't believe this happened. You know, like I was expecting this really big blown out thing because of how like angry they are at each other, it seems like, on the outside, I guess, the way that they're interacting, or like, because you're in Harriet's mindset, so the mm-hmm. way that she's interpreting their interactions and how he talks to her and stuff like that, it felt very much that she was coming from this place of hurt, bitterness, you know, that it's like a struggle for them to want to even be physical and touch each other. Like, you're just like, what happened? Like, why are you guys so angry? Like, what's mm-hmm. going on? So I don't know how you felt, but I felt like it was kind of like a letdown.
No, I would definitely agree with that. I thought that here's the thing. I think that Emily Henry had a difficult situation because she had to think of a reason why a couple would break up but still care about each other to the point that they would get back together, especially a couple that was, you know, together for like literally years and years and years.
Yeah.
She had to think of like a reason that you couldn't find a way to like blame one of the people, because then the characters become unlikable. Like, it couldn't have been like a cheating situation. There isn't cheating. There is like questionable communication issues, which someone assumes is cheating, but that's not the whole part of it. But like, it's not like either character started being terrible to the other person, and that's why they broke up. And so it just, I think because of that, because you have to find this happy medium reason that doesn't make you hate either character and still you root for them to be together, ultimately the reason that they break up is going to have to be a little petty.
Yeah, but then I felt like, but then I felt like it was just kind of like annoying.
Mm-hmm.
But I loved their story overall. I liked the ending. I just felt like, I don't know, as someone who probably could do a better job of my own personal reflections and my emotions and stuff like that. Like, there were some really good parts of the story where it was like, why am I doing these life choices? Like, why am I like working towards this goal? Do I actually really like doing this or not? Or am I just kind of going through the motions of life? And I feel like that's like a really beautiful concept to consider that she throws out there. And, you know, in the end, there's this beautiful moment where the couple is reconnecting and doing something together that's creative, and there's no there's like low stakes, essentially. It's just mm-hmm. like a fun little thing that they're doing together, like a craft. They're at like a what do they call it? Like a throwing place. It's like a pottery I don't remember what it's called. Like a, I don't know what it's called, but it's like a place where you can go and throw the clay and you spin it and you like make a pot or bowl or whatever. And it's just like such a beautiful, relaxing time of them to just kind of connect, where it's like, it doesn't matter if we mess up. This is just for fun. This is just to kind of be creative and to not have to do everything perfect all the time and make the right choices all the time. This is like, this is just for fun. This is just exploration. And I liked a lot of that stuff that she was hinting at and talking about through the characters, and being like, well, what do you want out of life? You know what I mean? Like, what, don't just let life happen to you, you know? So that's really nice.
Great part about Emily Henry books is like, they're fun, cute romance, but they also always have like a much deeper like message to them, which I really appreciate.
So I feel like a lot of their conflict is kind of around that type of situation. So that when they finally figure out what they want, AKA each other, it's like, well, then we can just make it work. We can figure out what it is and we can have sacrifice, or we can realize that, like, let's reevaluate our priorities, you know? So I honestly, I think I gave it a 4-star, and it was honestly because I had to dock it solely because of all of the stuff that I'm complaining about right now. But for the most part, some of that depth stuff that she's talking about and the reflective stuff, I really did appreciate. And I liked the characters overall. It was very relatable to me.
Good. So what did you end up, saying how many stars you actually gave it?
Yeah, I think it was 4.
4? Okay.
I
also gave it 4. I think, wasn't I right, though, that you would like it because you like People We Meet on Vacation? Isn't it very similar in the setup and stuff like that?
The only thing that you think, the only reason that it's similar is that, like, you have these two friends that are kind of frustrated with each other, but you don't know why.
Yeah, and like it's a timeline where you get to see them when they're together. One's just friends and one's a relationship, but you get to see what things were like before something happened and then.
Yeah, I don't know. I can see the similarity, but I feel like I liked People We Meet a little bit more because there wasn't the, we were previously head over heels in love and now we're not. Mm-hmm. It was like, hey, we have this beautiful friendship that could be more. And I think that that was a little bit more of like, I could get behind that than like, why are you guys so pissy at each other? You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand this. Gotcha. That was kind of like annoying. But what about you? What were your overall thoughts? Because I don't really feel like there's much to add to anything spoilery unless you have something. Like, all the friends have something going on in their lives that at one point get brought up and they get to share and they get to connect over.
I was going to say, I think that,
and that was beautiful.
What I really liked about this book is there was just like a huge cast of characters. It wasn't just like the main characters, and even like book lovers had like the sister, but even then, like, it was still very much focused on the two like people that fall in love. And so I really liked getting to, you know, see more characters be introduced in an Emily Henry book and kind of see how they all relate to one another. I thought that was really fun. I think the reason that I gave it 4-star was because I wasn't connecting with them as a couple as much as I wished that I could.
Oh, okay.
Like, I liked everybody as individual characters, but I don't think like the romance was my favorite. And I think I was kind of similar to you, where it's like, I really liked the chapters in the past where, like, you could see them cutesy in a relationship and stuff like that. But I was constantly frustrated by the present chapters, especially after seeing where they came from and just kind of questioning, like, how could you go from lovey-dovey to not at all? And that was, for me, my issue.
Yeah, I hear you on that. That makes
sense. So that was it. That was, for me, my thoughts. I don't remember a lot of specifics. Like I said, I read it back in June. But I didn't love it as much as I loved Book Lovers. Book Lovers was just, like, my book. It was me. But I still
I'm glad you liked it.
And I'm looking forward to the next book, Funny Story.
What is the... Is that the one where it's, like, these people that were engaged to other people, but then they're together? Who is that that I keep thinking of?
Because
I thought
one.
That was Happy Place. Okay, I thought that was Happy Place, and I was kind of like, eh, I'm not really sure if I'm, like, really wanting that storyline, but I do know I would like to read it. And then when I picked it up and I started reading it, I was like, this isn't it. Oh, okay, good. Like, I was like, yay, this isn't the one that I'm, like, confused about. So that was a pleasant surprise.
Oh,
because
nice.
I think the funny story sounds confusing unless probably you're reading it and you're like, oh, well, it makes sense, but not.
Yeah,
to
it
me.
Probably isn't confusing when you're actually reading it because it's, you know what? With writing a book, let me tell you, it is so hard to write a blurb for your book because you're like.
Because you don't want to give stuff away, but you also don't want to undersell, probably.
Yeah, you're like, how much is too much? How much is what's too little? Like, what can I. Can I say this? Is this going to be a spoiler? Or how do I describe this aspect without it sounding like, how do I make my book sound appealing without telling them everything that's in it that makes it appealing? So I can definitely understand why it could be a little bit confusing, but I'm still a super huge fan of Emily Henry. And, you know, looking back, this is actually Happy Place is the lowest I've rated Emily Henry. The previous three, I rated 5 stars.
Wow.
Which is crazy to me because if I'm looking back, I probably would put People We Meet at Vacation as a 4-star.
Okay.
Yeah, personally. But that's all we have to say. That's all I have to say about Happy Place.
Yeah.
I love the pink cover, though. Oh, my gosh. Obsessed. Vibrant yes. pink.
It's very fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say, I think probably leading into next week, we have the Goodreads Choice Awards are open, guys. It is the season for voting and for reflecting on the year and some of our top reads. It's crazy that it's already this time of year. I was so happy.
Just thinking that.
I actually have already pulled up the Goodreads Choice Awards because I need to vote, so I don't forget. But I really, really want to talk through that with everybody, so maybe next week we can talk about our voting choices. We can talk about also that Book of the Month moved their Book of the Year
yes.
to January. Praise the Lord. So they're back right on track. So that was so awesome because they must have heard so many grievances. But I think since we're getting to now I know next week is Thanksgiving, but I do think that we can get a episode out to you guys for either your drive home or whatever you're doing, and be able to talk about, you know, these Good Choice Awards coming up and voting on things and maybe just the overall feel of how the year has been in regard to books.
And then just giving updates about my own book. As a reminder, it comes out on January 9th, but you can now find it on Goodreads. So if
Yay!
You look up Take My Sunshine on Goodreads, it is a blue cover and you'll see it with a camera on it. Take My Sunshine by Emmy Glenz. And it has all the information and I have my little author profile page. So you guys can put it on your shelves. Which you should. You should put on.
I did that already.
I said that I read it. You also said that you read it.
Yep.
Anyway, I don't have much more to say. Do you, Haley?
I do not.
Okay. All right. So you guys, I hope you all enjoyed this episode, this review of Happy Place. I rec every single Emily Henry book to anybody. And just thank you so much for listening to this episode and supporting Lit Sis with your ears. thanks for taking a break for reading. Now go flip some pages. Thank you.